Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni, and in today's episode, we will focus on the Income Tax Department's decision to enable a feature on its tax return filing portal incometax.gov.in that will help taxpayers with petty old outstanding tax demands to view the status of these demands. This follows Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's Interim Budget 2024 announcement to withdraw petty tax demands dating back to the 1960s in some cases. So, in a nutshell, the Income Tax Department is set to withdraw two categories of outstanding demands, the ones entailing amounts of less than ₹25,000 dating to the years before financial year 2009-10, and also demands amounting to less than ₹10,000 pertaining to the financial years between 2010-11 and 2014-15. The overall limit per taxpayer is set at ₹1 lakh. Now, taxpayers who had been grappling with such outstanding demands can access the information on the waiver through the ITR portal. However, several doubts continue to persist despite all efforts. I spoke to Tapati Ghosh, partner Deloitte India, to understand the nitty-gritties of the process and the way forward for taxpayers who may find that the demands continue to be outstanding even after 2 months. So, welcome to the show, Tapati. It's great to have you on Simply Save once again after quite a long time. Thank you so much for agreeing to be part of the show.
Thanks for having me here, Preeti.
So, Tapati, if you could start with the background to IT department activating this facility or the facility to view old and petty tax demands that have now been extinguished. This, of course, followed Nirmala Sitharaman's announcement in Interim Budget 2024. So, could you give us a bit of a background on why was this necessitated?
Sure. While we get into the details later, at a high level, in the Interim Budget that was held on 1st Feb 2024, the finance minister proposed a waiver of outstanding tax demands of ₹25,000 for the periods up to the financial year 2009-10 and up to 10,000 for financial year 2010-11 up until 2014-15. Now, this waiver is really in line with the government's vision to improve the ease of living, ease of doing business in India by way of improving taxpayer services. So there are many such mechanics that the government has started with AIS and others. So this is one other area that the finance minister has come out with, and I believe a very, very positive one. What it entails is that till now there is a significant number of small, petty, unverified, unreconciled, disputed direct tax demands. And many of these date back to before till about 1962. And they continue to remain outstanding in the government records. All of these are supposed to be withdrawn, but there are certain thresholds that have been put together. But as such, like she called out, it's supposed to be bringing relief to about 1 crore taxpayers. Now, in terms of, there are three thresholds really that needs to be kept in mind. And when we talk about tax demands, we're talking about, the tax demands across three laws, which is the Income Tax Act, the Wealth Tax, the erstwhile Wealth Tax Act, the Gift Tax Act, all of them put together, and all the demands or the interest and the penalties that may be carried in the government records are all to be considered. Up to, now there are two levels of monetary ceilings for years up to 2014-2015. So up to 2009-10, the threshold is 25,000. And for 2010-11 to 2014-15, the threshold monetary limit is 10,000. But on an overall basis, there is a consolidated maximum ceiling of 1 lakh per taxpayer that also needs to be considered. And this came out through an order that the CBDT, that's Central Board of Direct Taxes, They issued an order which called out the monetary ceiling of 1 lakh per taxpayer.
Right.
So these three monetary ceilings are really critical. That needs to be considered.
And as the tax department has mentioned, if I as an income taxpayer, if I know that I have had outstanding tax demands, if there is a tax demand that I that needs to be taken care of, all that I have to do is log into the income tax portal and check if there is anything outstanding against my name. And if it's been extinguished, nothing will show up, is it? How does this facility work, or how does this, what the income tax department has enabled, work?
Yeah, so it's kind of in process of getting implemented. Understand in certain cases it's already been done. So basically,
right,
you need to get into your account in the IT portal. You have to go to the tab for pending actions. Look at response. You'll see a tab for response to outstanding demand.
Hmm.
And there, if it's already been extinguished, you will it will be called out as an extinguished demand. If it is still pending, I think one needs to wait for a little while for the implementation to be complete. And after a fair amount of time, say a few months, the time that has been given to the CPC to manage this is 2 months. So after 2 months, if that demand still shows as pending to the department, then one can maybe file a grievance or a CP grams with a copy of the CBDT order and raise the concern with the department. So it could either be resolved by the CTC itself, or it may be redirected to the jurisdictional tax officer. Because it's in the very nascent stages of implementation, I guess it's going to we learn as we go along. But as such, this would be the normal process that one would need to follow.
Okay. And you've already actually touched upon the kind of demands that will be eligible for this waiver or withdrawal of tax demand. So could you elaborate a little on this? So you mentioned wealth tax, gift tax.
Also, it's been clarified that it would include your tax, the interest and the penalties that's there on the income tax portal. So typically under Section 156, after the initial processing is over, the department may come out with a demand notice that will include the interest and the penalties. And this would apply across all of the three acts that I spoke about, including, cess and surcharge related to those particular years.
Right, because there was a bit of a confusion on whether the interest accumulated on the outstanding tax demand will be taken into account while computing the 1 lakh ceiling per taxpayer.
So, let me clarify that a little. So I spoke about the interest that gets captured under Section 156 once the tax return that you are filing is processed. Now, beyond that, once that demand, if the demand is not paid up, an interest under Section 220 is computed at 1% per month if the demand is not paid up in 30 days. Now, what is happening under this provision is if the demand under 156 itself gets extinguished, then the further calculation of the interest under Section 220 that I mentioned, the 1%, does not need to be calculated further. So, and hence, it does not have to be considered for determining the ceiling of 1 lakh.
So let's say somebody's tax demand in the year of, say, 2011-12 was 20,000. And because of, and this was the outstanding demand, and because of accumulated interest in that case, or gone beyond 1 lakh, in fact, in that case, then such taxpayers would not be eligible for this waiver, is it?
That particular tax demand is not going to be eligible.
Not going to be
eligible. It could very well happen that in one of the other years, the demand is lesser than the threshold limits, and the taxpayer may, but that consolidated, I mean, if you look at it year on year, He may pass muster, but then on a consolidated basis, if it's still within 1 lakh, the year in which the demand is less than the 25,000 or the 10,000 I spoke about, that could be considered eligible. But if it goes beyond 1 lakh, the taxpayer himself, will not be eligible for any of the demands that are standing in his portal.
So, as per the finance minister's announcement, now this waiver decision will not does not actually need the taxpayer to do anything. The taxpayer does not have to take any steps to claim the waiver. So, withdrawal of tax demand. So, IT department will identify and withdraw such petty demands. So, in that case, do you see any potential grounds for disputes?
Not really. At least at this stage, we don't see a concern if because they will be, looking at the thresholds year on year and the overall threshold. And they, the income tax portal will have the demand that is there in the income tax portal for a particular taxpayer. So there should not be a problem. And as I mentioned, it is supposed to be done by the CPC, so more on an automatic kind of a mode. But should demand not be extinguished in 2 months, I think it would be good for the taxpayer to raise it with the authorities through a grievance petition.
And finally, are there any areas that need further clarity?
There is a murmur. In terms of what should the tax, an assessee do if he's already made a partial payment of tax demand, the refunds for subsequent years have been adjusted against those demands. But I think there is clarity through the order that has been issued by the department, because it starts off by saying that it is the outstanding amount, demand amount that has to be considered.
Right.
An outstanding demand would mean after adjustment of any payment that has been made, even if it's a partial payment of that demand or if an adjustment has been done in any manner. So that outstanding demand has to be tested for the thresholds that we've been talking about.
All right. So in case a taxpayer has already made partial payments, or as you said, refunds have been adjusted, there is really nothing that they can do about this, right? The withdrawal of tax demand, the decision will not really be applicable in such cases, or will not have a bearing on those adjustments.
Right. It's
something that they need to...
Exactly. So the intent one needs to be conscious of. Mm-hmm. If there is an outstanding demand, how is the government intending to, clear those off? So it's that adjusted amount that needs to be looked at.
So it's not something that is going to happen retrospectively. As in, if you already made a payment, then there is nothing that you can do about it. There is not going to be any corrective action that will be taken going back to those years.
I believe not, but in case there are further clarifications that the government comes out with, then we'll have to look at those as well. But the way it reads today, a credit for any of these past payments or partial thing is not going to be considered really. I mean, it's the adjusted amount that has the outstanding amount that has to be considered.
Yeah, yeah, that is the operative word. Outstanding is that. That's
right.
Something that we need to focus on. All right, Tapati. Thanks for the clarity. I'm sure all our listeners will, whoever is probably facing this issue, would have some clearer answers in their mind now after this conversation. Thank you so much, Tapati, for your time.
Thank you, Kipi.
Thank you so much.
And with that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.